Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray, the best bits.
And joining us in the studio, the technology correspondent for News Talk FM Radio and I'd say the whole general Bauer Media business, the go-loud network of radio stations.
Wherever you get your hashtag great content, there we are.
There she is. It's Jess Kelly.
Hi.
Is here talking tech this afternoon.
Yes.
I sent Jess this video the other day of, do we have that? Do you have that?
I don't.
You're some man. Do you know that?
You're going to summarize the story now, right?
No, I'm going to go and get the video of the guy
you're
saying.
You're not going to play it from your laptop, though, are you?
I'm not going to play it from my laptop. Okay. I'm going to
you watch
it.
This. He's going to do some tech right before your eyes, Jess.
Is he?
Yeah, he is.
Do you want to see some don't doubt the tech.
I love that we're on national radio doing this now.
And I haven't gotten my acts together because I was busy giving out to somebody else about something else there a minute ago. See, that's the thing. I'm always giving out.
You don't get this in News Talk, lads. I'll just say that.
This is Rick Beato. Rick
Beato.
Rick Beato 1.
Rick Beato, yeah.
Rick Beato over there. See, this is why I'm not News Talk's technology correspondent.
If you were in News Talk, you'd have had a team of 7 people tell you how to pronounce Rick Beato correctly.
Pat Kenny has a man standing behind him, but giving him a massage in the shoulders as he's asking
feeding him grapes.
Tough questions of the politicians.
That used to be my job back in the day.
You used to be the grape, the grape rubber.
Yep. Moving on.
Have a listen. Pat insists.
Peeled grapes only.
And that's an RTE thing. That's you know, he was used to it.
Legacy, isn't it? But, yeah.
He said, I'm not going over there unless they have someone to rob me and my grapes.
These grapes are fabulous.
These are fantastic
Can
grapes.
Can I leave? Is that really bad if I just walk out?
That was absolutely fun. Sorry. I know you've to work with him. This is Rick Beato over here, and he's talking about Spotify. This is what
why I'm here, not to talk about Pat.
It's not to talk about Pat or grapes or rubbing. That's a separate story, and we'll deal with that tomorrow.
Tune in, everyone.
Mired in controversy. Rick Beato puts a video up, and I sent it on to Jess, and I was like, is this real? Have a listen.
This is Spotify's way of using AI. They have AI songs, they attribute them to people that don't exist, and this allows them to take royalties that would go to musicians and keep them for themselves. The story of Johan Rohr from Sweden. He has achieved 15 billion streams on Spotify.
So this is, they're saying it's a Beato over here, Beato, says that Spotify are using AI to create. So if you're a Spotify user, if you're a Spotify subscriber, and Spotify suggests a random song to you, you're like, I haven't heard of that before, I haven't even heard it on the radio, there's a chance that it could be AI generated. Go on, Beato.
That's more than Michael Jackson and Elton John, more than ABBA. Johan Rohr never uses his own name. He has 656 different aliases. He is on 144 different official Spotify playlists. There are these games that are being played. There's no disclosure. What they're doing is not good for the music culture.
So who's Beato, first of all? He's obviously big in the music biz.
He is. He has a very big YouTube channel. He's across all social media, but he mostly reacts to songs and reviews songs, both new songs and old songs. Okay. He's got a huge following, millions of followers.
Okay. So this Spotify notion of making fake music and then promoting the fake music so that people listen to the fake music and then they get the royalties from it.
Yeah, there's a few different takes on it. So that is one, that Spotify is doing this. What's also happening is that you have people who are now going to different online AI websites. So there's one called coproducer.output.com. In 30 seconds, we could create an AI song, lash it up onto Spotify, hope that it gets added to multiple playlists. So, for example, if you're into your techno music, I think it's called.
The bangers. She was just playing a bit of Atalanta a few minutes ago.
Atalanta.
The Atalanta are playing this evening in the Aviva.
Atalanta.
Atalante?
I don't know how to respond when people dance at me.
Sash.
You just stick your hands in the air, Jess. Wave them like you don't care. Come on.
Does Pat not dance like this?
Does Pat not
ring? He actually does. He does. Does Charlie like being in studio with Pat.
That was absolutely fun.
So if you wanted to create a song like that, you would do it on this. This is just one of these AI platforms that I found. You'd add it to Spotify, hope that people DJs such as yourself would put together a big mishmash playlist, utilize it. Maybe you're the kind of person who studies with techno music on, and then they would reap the rewards of the constant plays. There have been deep dives into this. Yeah. I've fallen down some rabbit holes in the last few days, and people have found that, particularly with techno music, this is a common one. If you go onto Spotify and if you search for playlists, you'll find a ton of techno songs that are exactly 1 minute long. And when you click on the artist, there is no bio, there is no imagery, there is no nothing. The stock image that's there is a stock photo. You can reverse Google image search it and find that it's a stock photo. So these people don't exist. They are just online geniuses utilizing AI and getting what's called pittance. So little cents, because as we know, Spotify don't pay a huge amount of dollar per stream.
Right.
But if you are flooding, like if it takes a matter of minutes to create one of these songs, to lash it up onto Spotify and then get added to these playlists, over time it can absolutely roll in.
Next question then. So you say it's a minute long. A lot of these songs are 1 minute long.
Yeah.
How much of the song does a listener need to listen to, or 1,000 listeners need to listen to, of the song for it to start generating any kind of an income?
So after 30 seconds or so, it counts as a listen. Now, you're only getting between 0.003 and 0.004 US cents per stream.
Big money. We're talking about big. But so you're talking then about the listener then is just one of these people who just sticks on the playlist and forgets about it.
Yeah.
And then this 1 minute will appear in the middle of it somewhere, and then that's how the money will come through.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's all it is. It's pure automation. So again, and I understand why we had some of the biggest artists in the world recently signing a letter expressing their concerns around artificial intelligence, because if you look at someone like Billie Eilish, who'll make multiple YouTube videos talking about the creative process with her brother to make this album and talk through every single element of the album, and then you've got some book who can sit down at a computer for a matter of minutes and lash up an album's worth of songs generated by AI with no real human input. They can take a sample and they can create an entire playlist worth of songs in a matter of minutes.
And then, yeah, and then they're taking the money that should be going to actual artists creating actual art. Wow. That website then, the example you used was what?
Coproducer.output.com.
Coproducer. Are there lyrics on that, or is this just instrumental, just music?
You can have whatever you want.
Really? Yeah. People singing on it.
We did, actually, talking of Pat Kenny, we did an experiment a few weeks ago downstairs where...
I don't listen at all, Jess. I'm sorry, I don't.
Listen back on newstalk.com.
Is that a thing?
It's new to me.
We're big on the internet, you guys.
We should try that internet, JP.
www. So we did this thing where our colleague Lachlan fed in bits and pieces about the Pat Kenny show, and it produced a song, a 3 minute song about Pat Kenny, talking about how great he is, that he's on at 9 a.m, that he talks about the news, that he talks about the views. It was actually a not crap song. It sounded like, you know, track 15 on a Hozier album. That kind of style.
So my apologies, Hozier. That's absolutely unnecessary. My apologies.
It was a king.
Andrew, if you're listening this afternoon. I'm saying, yeah, you know, it was a broadside against poor old Hozier over there. No, he does fine work, but it might be
It was akin to.
Akin to, or perhaps a B-side. Mm. What rhymed with grapes in the Pat Kenny song?
Careful now.
Let's move on.
Apes, Japes. Join Pat in the morning from 9 for some fun and japes. He's getting his back rubbed while he's chewing on seedless grapes. Skinless grapes. It's not bad. It's already, that's not bad. You're not going to get that on your AI, you know?
And that's human intelligence.
That's human. Imagine what the computer can do with that kind of stuff. Do you know, that was just off the top of, it's just off the top of my head. Mm. So then, okay, my question then about Spotify, or at least the theory about Spotify that we're just listening to there. Spotify then have this whole system, this algorithm that they're running themselves on the system, on Spotify, that they're picking out things, creating playlists and saying, hey, JP, do you want to have a listen to this playlist? We know you like this kind of music already. And they curate a playlist for you. I suppose they're controlling
what goes onto those playlists.
Yeah, and then if they pick out something that they're behind, or that they have created by AI, they're not only getting the subscription money, but they are, in theory, or they could, in theory, be getting the royalties money as well.
Yeah, and this is why we need to keep questioning how all these algorithms work. In all of my years talking about tech, no tech company has ever been transparent over how their algorithm works. But that is an absolute prime example. you also have Spotify doing deals with podcasters as well. So if you're listening to a certain type of podcast on the Spotify app, the next up or the suggested podcast for you could very easily be one of these Spotify produced podcasts. So it's all keeping it in their little ecosystem, which is super smart. But again, it comes back to that whole thing around transparency.
Yeah, and where do we get the money? That's fascinating. Is podcasting a thing as well, JP? Do people do that?
Did you say podcasting?
Podcast.
Pat Kenny's got a podcast.
Check out the podcast.
He's going to be so annoyed at me for coming on here.
Looking forward to hearing that song. The podcast, the Grapecast with Pat Kenny. There was one other thing that I wanted to ask you about.
Yeah.
You might not know the answer to it, actually. I only discovered it this morning. I'm fuming.
Mm.
The like button on Spotify,
yeah,
they've gotten rid of it. It's no longer like. Now they've turned it into... you hit like, and yep, then it gives you options as to where you want to put the song. So you're no longer automatically just going, I like this song, and it's saved into my like songs.
But is that not a good thing, though? Because that used to annoy me an awful lot, though, when that would happen.
I want to do it mindlessly. I want to go, I like this song, and it's going into the list of songs that I like, my liked songs playlist. Instead, now, it's a two-step system where you have to go, I like this song, and which playlist am I going to put it into? And final rager against Spotify, while we're at it. When you do put it in the liked songs playlist, and you know you might go to another playlist then and see a little love heart next to the ones that are already in your liked list.
Yeah.
They don't show you that anymore either. They don't show you the little love heart to show that you've already liked it.
Oh, that's very upsetting.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Coming in
it's
here holding
fault.
You accountable
it's
for big tech.
My hands are literally sweating. Can I leave, please? I don't like it here.
She's a big tech Pat Kennedy, Kenny apologist.
Kennedy.
And I tell you what, between Pat Kenny and Pat Kennedy, those two Pats, they're doing gangbusters down there in News Talk. Jess Kelly, my apologies, and thank you so much for coming.
Yeah,
much obliged. That's just worth knowing for the Spotify users and stuff.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!